Not yet. That's my recommendation. We don't have an exact location at the moment, so there's nothing they could do. Moreover, a containment operation is well beyond the scope of their expertise, and we run the real risk of their doing more damage than good. Primum non nocere, Sinsky whispered with a nod, repeating the fundamental precept of medical ethics. First, do no harm. Lastly, Bruder said, we still have no word on Sienna Brooks. He eyed the provost. Do you know if Sienna has contacts in Venice who might assist her? It wouldn't surprise me, he replied. Zobrist had disciples everywhere, and if I know Sienna, she'll be using all available resources to carry out her directive. You can't let her get out of Venice, Sinsky said. We have no idea what condition that Solublon bag is currently in. If anyone discovers it, all that would be needed at this point is a slight touch to burst the plastic and release the contagion into the water. There was a moment of silence as the gravity of the situation settled in. I'm afraid I've got more bad news, Langdon said. The gilded mosaic of holy wisdom. He paused. Sienna knows where it is. She knows where we're going.
What?
Sinsky's voice rose in alarm.
I thought you said you didn't have a chance to tell Sienna what you'd figured out. You said all you told her is that you were in the wrong country.
That's true, Langdon said. But she knew we were looking for the tomb of Enrico Dandolo. A quick web search can tell her where that is. And once she finds Dandolo's tomb, the dissolving canister can't be far away. The poem said to follow the sounds of trickling water to the sunken palace.
Damn it!
Bruder erupted and stormed off. She'll never beat us there, the provost said. We have a head start. Sinsky sighed heavily.
I wouldn't be so sure. Our transport is slow, and it appears Sienna Brooks is extremely resourceful.
As the Mendacium docked, Langdon found himself staring uneasily at the cumbersome C-130 on the runway. It barely looked airworthy and had no windows. I've been on this thing already? Langdon didn't remember a thing. Whether it was because of the movement of the docking boat or growing reservations about claustrophobic aircraft, Langdon didn't know. No, but he was suddenly hit by a surge of nausea. He turned to Sinsky. I'm not sure I feel well enough to fly.
You're fine, she said. You've been through the ringer today, and of course, you've got the toxins in your body.
Toxins? Langdon took a wavering step backward. What are you talking about? Sinsky glanced away, clearly having said more than she intended.
Professor, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I have just learned that your medical condition is a bit more complicated than a simple head wound.
Langdon felt a spike of fear as he pictured the black flesh on Ferris's chest when the man collapsed in the basilica. What's wrong with me? Langdon demanded. Sinsky hesitated, as if uncertain how to proceed.
Let's get you onto the plane first,